Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Quilvio Varas. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Witt. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Bobby Witt. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Geronimo Peña. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Battle. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tripp Cromer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Danny Jackson. And now, play ball. Quilvio Varas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Varas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carr hits a line drive towards third. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mabry scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peña strikes out. One out. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Battle takes first base on ball 4. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Battle moves to second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lankford strikes out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pendleton strikes out. One out. Greg Colbrun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Colbrun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Battle. Colbrun reaches second base with a double. Russ Moorman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colbrun moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mabry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tripp Cromer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cromer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Quilvio Varas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Varas is 0 for 1 in the game. Varas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña strikes out. One out. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Battle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Battle hits a line drive into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jordan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Mormon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jackson. Carr moves to third. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton is walked intentionally. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lankford moves to second. John Mabry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mabry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mabry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lankford scores. Cooper moves to third. Mabry moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cromer is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromer for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Mabry moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Conin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Russ Moorman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moorman moves to third. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Mabry catches it and steps on first to double up Abbott. 2 outs. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Battle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Battle hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mabry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Tripp Cromer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cromer is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromer strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Quilvio Varas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Varas is 0-for-2 in the game. Varas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Conin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conin is 0-for-2 in the game. Conin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Calbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. Two outs. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Battle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Battle hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Calbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calbrun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Calbrun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a pop-up into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Moorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lankford hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Arias pinch hits for Bobby Witt. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Quilvio Varas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Varas is 0-for-3 in the game. Varas hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rob Murphy now pitching. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cromer is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robnan now pitching. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pignazzi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carr. Pignazzi reaches second base with a double. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Conine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Colbrun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Florida Marlins, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.